नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 19 एंटाइटल्ड स्वॉलोइंग द फॉरेस्ट फायर वर्सेस 1-7। श्रीशुक उवाच क्रीडासक्तेषु गोपेषु तगावो दूरचारिणी स्वैरं चरन्त्यो विवुषस् तृणलोभेन गह्वरम्। श्रीशुक उवाच क्रीडासक्तेषु गोपेषु तद्गावो दूरचारिणी स्वैरं चरन्त्यो विवुषस् तृणलोभेन गह्वरम्। श्रीशुक उवाच क्रीडासक्तेषु गोपेषु तद्गावो दूरचारिणी स्वैरं चरन्त्यो विवुषस् तृणलोभेन गह्वरम्। माताजी ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग फर्स्ट। श्रीशुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड क्रीडा इन दे आर प्लेइंग आसक्तेषु वाइल दे वर कंप्लीटली एब्सॉर्ब्ड गोपेशु द काउहर्ड बॉयज तत्गावः दे आर काउज दूरचारिणी वंडरिंग फार अवे स्वैरम इंडिपेंडेंटली चरंत्यः ग्रेजिंग विविशो they entered. Trina for grass, lobhena out of greed, gahvaram a dense forest. Translation: Shukdev Goswami said, while the cowherd boys were completely absorbed in playing, their cows wandered far away. They hungered for more grass, and with no one to watch them, they entered a dense forest. Text 2. Ajava gavo mahishascha nirvishantyo vanadvanam ishikatavim nirvivisho krandantyo davatarshita. Passing from one part of the great forest to another, the goats, cows and buffalo eventually entered an area overgrown with sharp canes. The heat of a nearby forest fire made them thirsty, and they cried out in distress. Te apashyantah pashugopa krishna ramadayastada jatanutapa navidu vichinvanto gavam gatim. Not seeing the cows before them, Krishna, Ram and their cowherd friends suddenly felt repentant for having neglected them. The boys searched all around but could not discover where they had gone. Trinaistatkhuradachinnair goshapadair ankitair gavam margam anvagaman sarve nashta jivya vichetasah. Then the boys began tracing out the cow's path by noticing their hoof prints and the blades of grass the cows had broken with their hooves and teeth. All the cowherd boys were in great anxiety because they had lost their source of livelihood. Munjatavyam bhrashtamargam krandamanam swagodhanam samprapya trishita shrantas tatascha sanyavartayan. Within the Munja forest, the cowherd boys finally found their valuable cows, who had lost their way and were crying. Then the boys, thirsty and tired, herded the cows onto the path back home. Ta ahuta bhagavata megha gambhiraya gira swanam nam ninadam shrutva pratinedu praharshita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead called out to the animals in a voice that resounded like a rumbling cloud. Hearing the sound of their own names, the cows were overjoyed and called out to the Lord in reply. Tata samanta davadhuma ketur yadrichayabhut kshayakridvanaukasam samirita sarthi nulvanulmukhair Vile lihana sthira jangaman mahan. Translation and purport. Suddenly a great forest fire appeared on all sides, threatening to destroy all the forest creatures. Like a chariot driver, the wind swept the fire onward, and terrible sparks shot in all directions. Indeed, the great fire extended its tongues of flame toward all moving and non-moving entities. Purport. Just as Krishna, Balaram and the cowherd boys were about to take their cows back home, the forest fire previously mentioned raged out of control and surrounded all of them. Om agyanti mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we are starting with this new chapter, Swallowing the Forest Fire. On Sunday, Gaur Gopal Prabhu was giving such wonderful class, and in his whole Bhagavatam class, which was around more than 1.5 hours, he was just speaking on the first verse of 18th chapter, which described the summer in Vrindavan, the summer season. So I was just thinking that, you know, how each and every verse has so much nectar, that as we have heard that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he spoke for months at length only on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I was thinking that it takes one to have that, you know, ability to churn out the nectar. So it's just like the ocean has so much of valuable things, gems to give, but it needs an expert diver to get all those things. So if some other more, so many exalted speakers were sitting here, it's great embarrassment and nervousness to me that I'm sitting here, but I'll try. So sometimes, you know, expert divers allow, you know, the new Nausikya also to do something. So please give me your blessings so I can speak something. So the summary of this chapter, we'll just read. It is a small paragraph. It describes, you know, what the chapter has. This chapter describes how Lord Krishna saved the cows and the cowherd boys from a great fire in the Munjaranya forest. One day, the cowherd boys became absorbed in sporting and allowed the cows to wander into a dense forest. Suddenly, a forest fire blazed up, and to escape its flames, the cows took refuge in a grove of sharp canes. When the cowherd boys missed their animals, they went searching for them. Following their hoof prints and the trail of blades of grass and other plants they had trampled or had broken with their teeth, finally the boys found the cows and removed them from the cane forest. But by that time the forest fire had grown strong and was threatening the boys and the cows. Thus the cowherd boys took shelter of Sri Krishna, the master of all mystic power, who told them to close their eyes. They did so, and in a moment he had swallowed up the fierce forest fire and brought them all back to the Bhandir tree mentioned in the last chapter. Seeing this wonderful display of mystic potency, the cowherd boys thought Krishna must be a demigod, and they began to praise him. Then they all returned home. So in these 7 verses, if we analyze, then there are many lessons that as a sadhaka we can comprehend and try to learn something. So in the first verse of this chapter, it describes that how while the cowherd boys were completely absorbed in playing, their cows wandered far away. So this is, they were playing in Bhandirvan forest after Lord Balramji killed Pralambasur. And Anand Vrindavan Champu describes that all these cowherd boys along with Krishna and Balram, they were also lying down under the banyan tree. So they were kind of very relaxed. And because of that, they are being relaxed, we can say that they became also complacent about the movement of the cows. And taking, you know, this situation in the word-to-word meaning, it, the word comes svairam, independently. So the cows, they were now independent, they were not being, you know, supervised. So the cows, they started entering into deep forest. And the word described is trinalobhena, that is out of greed. So here we can see that there is a very important lesson that we can say that the cowherd boys can be compared to a practicing devotee, that after practicing devotional service for so many years, we feel that everything is going on. We are having our program, chanting every day 16 rounds, sometimes reading and visiting temple every Sunday for the Sunday festival, for the brahmacharis attending Mangala Aarti, Guru Puja and other programs. And we feel everything is going on very nicely. And we start becoming comfortable in our situation. So, you know, and complacent about the quality of our sadhana. And the result is that the sadhana becomes a little slackened. So now the emphasis is that we just finish our 16 rounds and we attend the program, we sit in the Bhagavatam class somewhere and or hear the Bhagavatam class sitting somewhere, and that way our, you know, the devotional life is going on. But the result is that what happened is that the cows, feeling the independence, they wandered away because of the trinalobhena, that is because of the greed of the grass, the fresh grass that they were, you know, desiring to enjoy. So we have heard so many times that the go also means cows and also means senses. So if we are not very agile, if we are not very careful about our devotional practices, then we see that, you know, over a period of time, our attachments, rather than decreasing, they increase. And, you know, because we are in a comfortable situation, so we also seek comfort, so that is comfort to the senses. And, you know, what happens is that the tendency of the senses is that they always go towards sense gratification. So, go, so they go away. So they go away from the regulative, you know, activities that we have. So, you know, the devotional service, it is called as, you know, sadhana, that is regulation is there. So as we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, Narad Muni is describing, so he says that Loke vyavayamisha madhya seva. So he says that general tendency of a conditioned soul is that it is naturally attracted to sinful activities. It is naturally attracted to sense gratification. So for that reason, the scriptures, they give regulation. So regulation is not for enjoying the sense gratification, but regulation, the verse mentions nivrittir ishta. So the purpose is to ultimately free the senses from the attachment that they have towards the sense objects, sense gratification. So then there are various regulations, that is, you know, he mentions about vivaha yagya and suragrahir asva, like that. So he mentions that there are various sacrifices which regulate the sense gratification. So, you know, the regulation is there, but if we are not very careful, then that becomes, when the things become very stereotyped, then there is not much attention on the details, and we become a little, as we mentioned, complacent. So, okay, fine, someday, you know, we do something, okay, that's all right. So, you know, we are doing so many other things, our devotional practices. So, you know, we see that the senses, just as here, the cows, they need supervision. So the supervision here is in the two ways. One is that the cowherd boys themselves, they are supervising. And it is mentioned that, you know, and we have seen also that whenever cowherd boys, or, you know, they are herding cows or any animals, so they always carry a stick with them. So the supervision is in two ways. One is the cowherd boy themselves and the stick that they have. So for a sadhaka, the supervision that comes in the form of, you know, supervision by the spiritual master and by the seniors, the authorities, that they engage the sadhaka in practice of devotional service, which is in various ways, that is Shravanam, Girtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, deity worship, so many ways are there. So that helps in engaging the senses actively in spiritual activities, which will purify the tendency for sense gratification. So the first way is that the cowherd boys, they graze the cows, they take them to a particular spot and they prevent them from going to, you know, in forest there are so many dangers also. There are so many thorny bushes, some plants which are not good, poisonous. So the cowherd boys, they take the cows to safe place. So similarly, the spiritual master and the seniors, by their active supervision, they, you know, help the sadhaka to become purified. And the second means is control. So when there is some deviation, so there is control by the stick, the danda. So that is the scriptural injunctions, and that is the instructions that the seniors and the scriptures they give. So we see here that these cows, they went astray because the boys were relaxing. So similarly, if, you know, the seniors, the spiritual master, if they are not very attentive to the activities of the juniors, then there is always the tendency that, you know, there will be some deviation. And for this reason, in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that one of the don'ts is that one should not accept many disciples, because there is a fear that he will not be able to take care of all of them. So in one of the prayers that Rupa Goswami, he says, I don't remember the Sanskrit, but the meaning is that he is praying to Lord Krishna, Gopal, that my senses, like the cows, they are attracted towards sense gratification and they are going towards the ditch which is filled of poison, becoming attracted towards. So Vishay and Vish. You know? And he says, with your stick, you please again, you know, control my senses, my mind, and bring it back to your lotus feet. So that is the protection. That is Abhay Charan then. You know, then when we come to the lotus feet of the Lord, we become fearless. So here we see that then what happened is that after some time the cowherd boys, they realized that they were not seeing the cows. So in Anandam Champu, Krishna says that, oh, this is such a nice forest and the birds are singing such sweetly. So this forest is very safe. So even if we are not seeing our cows, we don't have to worry. But still let us search for them. And then they start searching and they could not see them. So then now they become very fearful. Because they feel that this is the source of our livelihood and they are lost. So what we'll do now? So then, you know, they start repenting because they were neglectful. So it says that they start feeling morose. Jatanutapa. They started feeling morose because they neglected them. And that was not it. Then after that repentance, they actually started to search for them. So many times it happens that after executing devotional service for several years, 20, 30, 40 years, we have been chanting, for our case, 15, 20 years. So, and we still feel that there is no advancement. And we don't feel that, you know, any change is there in the heart. Sometimes we feel that the only change is that it is becoming more, you know, worser than before. You know, previously our minds were not so turbulent, but now they have become so turbulent. So what's happening? Are we making any advancement? And then we start feeling very morose. What's happening? You know, what is wrong? And if we are not with proper knowledge, then sometimes many devotees, they start blaming the process. That there is something wrong in the process. But we don't analyze that there is something wrong at our side. So, if we are in association of devotees, then we can actually discover that there has been neglect from our side. Neglect in terms of quality of our chanting. So, when we are sitting in japa alone, then we feel, oh yes, we chanted our rounds. But when we are in association, then it is difficult, but then there are more chances that we will be attentive. Because, you know, the devotees are always ever helpful. So he is more attentive that whether you are attentive or not. You know, so when we sit in circle, so there are more chances that we will be awake. So when we are in association, though, there is chances that, you know, we will come to know our shortcomings. And then we can try. So if we give up association, then we'll lose. But if we continue to stay in association, then we can try to improve the quality of our sadhana, quality of our association. Because most of the times, the tendency is that we become very ritualistic. So even association. So we associate, we come to the Sunday, we come for the festivals. But then our talks are more on what's happening around the world. What's happening with other devotees. But our focus is not on getting some real, you know, Krishna katha. And sometimes there are so many issues that we end up solving, but we never take the real Krishna conscious, you know, philosophy and understanding. So, you know, if we are not in association, then we become very despondent, we feel there is no hope, huh? We feel that we are so fallen that this process is not working on us. And we feel dejected. So, you know, that should not, the feeling of you know, dejection should not actually, what we can say, that it should not demotivate us, or it should not stop us from continuing the process. Some time back, you know, while we travel, so some churches, on the outside of the church, there is always some phrase written from Bible or somewhere. So I read one very nice phrase outside one church. It said, when you touch your rock bottom, the only way is to go up. So when we feel that we are so fallen, so there is no need to get despondent, you know. So that means we can always work to raise our consciousness. So, and then, you know, we see in the next verse that they started analyzing. So when they started searching, they did not see, they became despondent, the coward boys. Then they started analyzing where they must have gone. And, you know, with very keen observation, they saw some trail, the hoof prints, the broken grasses by the teeth and by the walking of the cows. So, in that direction they started searching. So, similarly, if we feel that there is no advancement which is happening in our spiritual life, so rather than just being, you know, dejected and being morose, we should start analyzing what is the cause and also take some corrective action. So, we analyze our shortcomings. Yes, I am chanting. I am chanting every day 16 rounds. But what is the quality? How much time we are taking? And what time of the day we are chanting? You know, because chanting 24 hours, so it can be in the night also. So, we analyze, you know, what should be the best time when we should chant. And what is the problem? Why we are not able to chant in the morning? So, we analyze and then we take corrective action. With determination. And with these positive endeavors, then we can see that, you know, we can come, you know, we can make some difference in our life with the, of course, in the association and guidance of devotees. So, but we should not at any time leave the process of devotional service. Because, you know, the process is very powerful. Even if we have occasional, you know, laybacks, fall downs, so, you know, it does not matter much till the time we continue to execute the process of devotional service. So, we see that example we have read in Prabhupada Lilamrit, that, you know, one of the sannyasis, he had some trouble and he gave up his position as a sannyasi. So Srila Prabhupada, he wrote to him that it does not matter, you know, in what status you are in life. Continue the process of devotional service. Don't leave Krishna consciousness. Because, you know, gradually we'll get purified. If we see from the strict sense, so that is the greatest, you know, calamity that can be there in the society. And it will cause lot of havoc and even personally for that person. But if we see in the absolute sense, then, you know, the process will purify him gradually, purify us gradually from whatever position we are. And it also gives us a chance to take a humble position. So, in one of the lectures we had heard, you know, His Holiness Saradhanath Swami speaking that the safest position is humble position. So, you know, sometime, time to time, Krishna makes us humble, and you know, we should not feel morose because of that. You know, we should feel, okay, yes, let us again try to get up and start our process, you know, more with more determination. And then we see that when they followed the trail and they reached this forest of Ishikatavi, that is it says that it was the forest which was surrounded by all the canes and bamboos. And there they found the cows. And when they found the cows, the cowherd boys, they were overjoyed, they were happy. The cows were also relieved. And then Krishna, the verse says, you know, he called out the names of different cows. And, you know, again, in Anandan Champu, Kavi Karnapur, he describes very beautifully how he played a very melodious, you know, sound on the flute. And then he started calling out the different names of different cows. And he mentions so many names. And hearing the names called out by Krishna, the cows, they became very happy. It says, Praharshitum. And the word described here, in what kind of voice he called all of them? In a rumbling, in a voice which resounded like a rumbling crowd. And the word used here is Gambhirayagira. So, now if this kind of thing happens, you know, if let us put ourselves in the position of a cowherd boy and the cows, they go away. And then they are in this situation and we find them. Generally, what happens is we'll be angry. And with a stick, we start beating and bring them back, you know, in a safe position. But here we see that Krishna did not chastise the cows or hit them, but he, in a very grave voice, he called out their names. So, in our occasional setbacks in devotional service, yes, it is very disturbing to Krishna, but we should know that Krishna is never angry with us. So sometimes devotees, they feel also dejected because, oh, we have hurt our spiritual master, our authorities, Krishna so much. How can we face them again? So let us escape. No need to come again. And, you know, for some, it happens that, you know, for some time, if you are not coming to temple, then you feel very much, you know, worried that if you go to temple now, people will start asking questions, what happened, why are you not coming? So that also prevents devotees from coming. So we should know that, you know, that concern of the Lord is there, but at no point of time he is ever angry with us, because we expressed our desire to serve him, and that is what he always remembers. And he is always more ready than us to bring us back to his lotus feet. So we should not have that guilt feeling. That generally guilt feeling, it prevents the devotee from again, you know, execution of devotional service. So you know, we should have that confidence that Krishna is always there and he will always welcome us. But then the word mentioned is Gambhirayagira, in a grave voice. So that also means that Krishna is serious. So we may have made mistake, but then we should not repeat it. We should be careful and not put ourselves in trouble. And then we see in the next verse, it says that, you know, when the cowherd boys with Lord Krishna and Balram, they started herding back the cows out of that forest, and then they entered into this Munja forest, which was suddenly surrounded by a forest fire, and they found themselves in a situation where there was no escape. So, you know, all the cowherd boys and cows, they again became very disturbed. And you know, in Krishna Samhita, as Baldev Prabhu was mentioning in his Saturday class, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he analyzes the different demons and different activities which appear in Srimad Bhagavatam and compares them to different anarthas that a sadhaka may face in his life. And we see that in this just last 2-3 chapters, there is incident of forest fire twice. So the first forest fire was just after Kaliya was subdued, and then all the Brajavasis, they stayed back on the banks of river Yamuna. And then in the night, in the middle of the night, there was a forest fire suddenly. So Sanatan Goswami, he mentions that the forest fire was caused by a friend of Kaliya, that he to take revenge from Krishna, that he chased away Kaliya and chastised him, so he caused that forest fire. And the second forest fire, that is, you know, the current incident that happened after, you know, the killing of Pralambasur by Balramji. And Sanatan Goswami mentions that was caused by some friend of Pralambasur to take again the revenge from Lord Krishna and Balram. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that the first forest fire that happened after, you know, the Kaliya chastisement, that denotes, it represents conflicts amongst devotees, hatred, arguments, and in the devotee community or in different religions. And the second forest fire, he mentions, is the attack of atheism and antagonistic philosophies on Krishna consciousness. So we see that, you know, these are very serious anarthas which attack personal life and also the community. And as we see that, you know, we should never discuss a problem without a solution. So, because that will create confusion in the minds of, you know, people who are hearing. So, we see that till this verse, it is just the description that the forest fire now appeared. In the next few verses, the situation is described and how then Krishna, he extinguished or swallowed the forest fire. So, as an etiquette, I'll leave that to the future speakers, because otherwise they will not have anything to speak. So, you know, we'll see that how, you know, the forest fire, what anartha it denotes, that will be analyzed in future, and how that anartha can be overcome. So, this anartha, you know, even we are facing so much, so I don't feel qualified to speak on that. So, we'll leave it for the future. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.